I think Dick Clark is trying to call on the air right now. Hello?
Hello?
Is Mr. Clark on the line?
Dick.
You know what, Dick? We're so lucky to have you here with us here at Skid Row Studios for the 2012 New Year's Eve countdown, man. I mean, that's what you're famous for. You did that forever.
Well, I just want to say...
You sound great. You sound great.
It's really good to be here. Oh. Downtown Los Angeles. It's still old.
Dick, you're sounding great. You're sounding great.
I just stand right here. A bunch of whores just come in the door. And I'm just about to join you. On a New Year's Eve,
So, Dick, tell us what it's like to be dead.
It is, let me say something, a wonderful, great time. I sit with this, and it's a wonderful Christmas, a thousand of
right.
At front, at a front in Los Angeles, California, and Roll Studio.
Wow. Dick, you're a TV icon. I gotta say, you sound different than what I remember you to sound like on American Bandstand. What happened?
Yeah,
right before your
Dick, you're talking to Dickless on the phone. Dick.
You know, what do you think about what Ryan Seacrest has done with New Year's Eve?
He's a fucking faggot.
And
he's a piece of shit.
Do you have any kind of proof that he is, in fact, a homosexual?
Ryan Seacrest is a pansy-ass fag, and I really wish him the worst in life.
Yeah, and do you have any kind of proof that he is, in fact, a homosexual? Is there anything you saw that you noticed?
Yeah.
I mean, when you guys must have worked a lot together.
I fucked him up the asshole.
You did. So you actually have definitive proof that...
It was wonderful.
It was. I can tell.
He's a queer.
Have you always been gay, Dick Clark, or only as a zombie?
Well, I will pass the soldiers on Daniel Stairs and the Silvers, and we will count down to 2013 of Skid Row Studios,
downtown
Los Angeles, California. Ryan Seacrest is a faggot. And he can suck my dick. We'll be up there in a few minutes, gentlemen, and we're going to count down to 2013.
Hello, Los Angeles. This is Shelley Allen Goodhope of the Kids at Whitney High. By all means necessary, more music radio pod at skidrow.la. You're about to be a bad motherfucker.
We'll do it live.
Okay. Broadcasting from downtown Los Angeles.
We'll do it live! Fuck it!
It's the More Music Radio Pod!
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
On skidrow.la!
Fucking thing sucks!
Everybody, it's the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la and skidrowstudios.com. Happy New Year! All right! Woo! Yeah, man. Dude, what a fucking honor to fucking... First of all, to have you guys in here. Trembling Hills is in studio. The brand new band. This is going to be your first performance, right?
This is
here
true.
On the More Music Radio Pod.
That is technically all right. Correct, yeah.
We had one fake performance at a house party.
Oh, really?
with a little band called Saccharine Trust. Thanks.
Oh, okay. Well, it's not such a fake show then. That's a pretty cool like fake show to have.
That was a while ago.
That's a cool house party to have too. I fucking love house parties. Cops didn't come?
Did they call the cops? Nope.
There were no snappers?
No, neighbors came and no cops came.
I hate it when there's snappers at parties. That's why when we would do parties, we would put on the flyer, no snappers.
Nothing but adults.
BYOB, no snappers. Yeah, so that's cool, man. But I'm excited to have you guys on here because I heard your recording. You guys just finished it yesterday, right?
Yeah, we actually finished it at about 8 a.m. Today.
And you guys have been up?
We've been up ever since.
Yeah.
Well, those guys have.
Yeah.
Not good. We're talking to Tony and Gardo and Ben of Trembling Hills. And you guys were called something before that, right? What was the previous name before that?
We were called Pico Camaro.
Pico Camaro. That's cool.
I tried to sell a name, but they didn't want to do it.
What other name were you looking at?
I wanted to call the band Tony and the Douchebags, but they wouldn't go for it.
I have children.
Yeah. Then you have to explain what a douchebag is and stuff. And like, they don't even use those anymore, right? Do they use douchebags?
I don't know. What the fuck is a douchebag?
It's like an enema bag, right? Or something like that. Same kind of thing with like a tube.
Clean out the female genitalia.
Well, I'm excited because, of course, Tony is from 8-Bit. You know, and I'm privileged because, like, I get to hear the new shit right away because Tony is my roommate. We live together at the 8-Bit Mansion, and Gardo is from one of my favorite bands ever, Bratty and Jackass. I fucking love that fucking band, and you've heard them here on the More Music Radio Pod, and we love that. And Ben here is like a new friend, a new pal. And
the new kid in town.
Yeah, so Ben and Gardo used to play in a band together, right?
That's correct.
Cool, isn't that cool? So it's like an all-star superstar trio, kind of a group. It's like a super trio, I think.
I guess so. Like,
what would you call
it? Like Rush, but not as annoying vocally.
Let's see. We got a caller on the line right now. Caller, you're on the air. What's going on?
Uh-oh.
Caller, are you there? What's going on tonight? It's the new year. I mean, we're just cracking open a new year, so.
There we go. All right, I'm talking to Jeremy about some tech stuff. All right.
Damn, he hung up. Nick looks all nervous tonight. Like, I think I'm flustering him or something.
No, you're not.
Okay.
He just said to tell you to turn your computer down quite a bit.
Okay.
For your line.
It was very blasting.
Line control.
We're going to have to do some editing. So we're going to do some, we're going to clean it up in post. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
All right, cool. Tonight we're going to have some good music. I mean, why don't we just stop blabbing and, you know, play some songs. And we're going to hear some tunes from the past, you know, some really cool tunes from like 8-Bit and Bratty and Jackass. And the Assholes are going to make an appearance.
Oh, shit.
We're going to hear a couple of the new tracks off the new recording. Trembling Hills recording, which fucking sounds awesome. I was listening to it today on my iPod, and it's fucking really fucking good, man. And you're gonna hear what it sounds like live, and I'm really excited to hear that. So why don't we get started, and we'll be back on the More Music Radio Pod. All right.
Sweetwater Police say they welcome some of the panel's recommendations, but money will be a key factor as to whether or not they'll be implemented. But one thing money can't buy is your mama. She's for free, and everybody knows it. Robert Gilmartin, New Center 7, Sweetwater.
The More Music Radio Pod. Hot skin, real drum, real
bitch! Yeah, what? Yeah, you best take off that fucking robot suit. Especially when you're opening up for us at the fucking Carnegie Hall and shit. You know what I'm saying? Too many fucking robots in this world now. Bitch!
I got less feelings, supplies on ceilings for anything that has to do with human ass beings. They don't know how to treat me, yo. I ain't X5763PO. You plug me in and I clean the house. Goddamn cat hair all up in my mouth. You ain't watching TV, I'm watching you. And you a ugly ass motherfucker too.
As soon as you open your mouth, I wanna hit it. Keep your thoughts to yourself, cause I could give a shit. These robots are down for drugs, rap, and extortion. Every time I see you, I wish your mom had an abortion. You ain't no robot and you sure ain't no rapper. I leave shit like you behind in a crapper. You were drawn to the robot thug lifestyle, and you believe the bullshit you saw in 8 Mile.
You ain't no robot, bitch. You was created from jizz. You ain't no robot. You got to take a whiz. You ain't no robot. Your skin ain't chrome. You ain't no robot. You call this planet home. Bitch,
8-Bit, I love your band. I want to be a robot too.
Bitch, you best back the fuck off. I don't give a fuck what you think about our shit. I don't give a fuck if you like it or you don't, bitch. Now get the fuck out my face.
Motherfucking fuckers all over my shit. Bitch! Cause I'm a robot down with 8-Bit.
Bitch!
Going ancient on the motherfucking mic. Using all my goddamn fucking skills, keeping it tight, bitch. Fuck shit, fuck my Tourette's beat. Up.
Bitch.
It's just a glitch that some side will fix.
Bitch.
Motherfucking technical assistance is needed.
Bitch.
While you're all sorry ass humans still bleeding.
Bitch. Humans ain't shit except shit on my shoe. But then again, what's new? And who the fuck asks you? A one night stand with your kind is so bland. Gotta listen to them talk cause they ain't pre-programmed. I'm free of toe jam and clean as a whistle. But don't know how to smile because the earth is a shithole. Flooded with toxins, I feel like I'm locked in. What's the fucking point of me talking? You ain't no robot, bitch. You was created from jizz. You ain't no robot. You got to take a whiz. You ain't no robot. Your skin ain't chrome. You ain't no robot. You call this planet home. Bitch.
We're listening to www.skidrow.la and we're going to have a good time tonight, no matter what.
Yeah!
Hey! Hey!
This is Rachel Butera, and you're listening to the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. Okay, we're back. Okay. It's going to be really fun right now in a few minutes because we're going to hear some live music from Trembling Hills. All right. Yeah. We hope everything sounds okay over there. We hope that we're not getting any terrorist attacks from any of our competitors in terrestrial radio because they feel very threatened by us because Skid Row Studios is kind of kicking ass, you know? I mean, I don't want to, you know, boast or be boastful or be boasting about stuff.
Does Rodney prank you guys?
Rodney?
Yeah.
I don't even think that guy could take a piss anymore, man.
Hey, can I get a moons over Miami? Hey, guys.
Karen Centerfold says that Rodney Bingenheimer is a racist, but that's what she says, you know? So. Cool.
Labels.
Can you hear this? Can you hear me talking on this mic? Okay, cool. I just want to make sure because I don't know. I don't know if it's the headphones or what, but things are kind of like weird sounding.
It's just that I have a bunch of stuff plugged in, and hopefully cool. I plugged it in all properly.
How is everybody's New Year, 2013? Isn't that cool?
Awesome. Wide awake.
What did you guys do for New Year's?
Stayed home.
Yeah?
With the family and the kids.
Yeah. Nice. Gardo, you got... How many kids you got now? Four? Five?
Two.
Damn. Keeps popping them out, man. Just recently, right? You had your second?
Six and two and a half.
Wow. God damn, man.
There are no more coming, though.
Are you sure? Why? How do we know that?
Oh, that's for sure.
Oh, really?
It's a done deal.
But how are you for sure, though? I mean, there's ways to know. So who got what snip?
It would be a miracle of science if we had another kid.
Really? Did you get your tube snipped up?
They're done.
Oh, so you did it. Okay. That seems a little easier, too, right? I mean, for your wife to get her tubes tied, I mean, that's like a major surgery and stuff. And how, what did they do? Huh? So they just, like, cut... Would they make, like, just a little cut, pull out the tube, snip it?
That's it.
Really?
That's
it. Were you awake for it?
Yeah, you're awake. They just yank on it a little bit, feel a little pinch,
that,
and it's done.
Dude, holy shit.
Was it painful, afterwards, or not really?
Yeah, a little bit. Feels like you got kicked in the nuts for about 3 days, and then it's done.
Holy shit, man. That's fucking crazy, man.
I suggest you guys do it, too.
I'm going to stick with life kicking me in the nuts, I think.
I want to still be able to, like, shoot, like, a big load, though. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes I'm proud of, like, a big load. You know what I mean?
I don't know if it messes with that.
The load
sometimes
is still
there. Sometimes
just
come dribble out. You know?
I don't want to find out firsthand, but I'm just theorizing.
The volume is still there. It's just, you know, not fertile.
Sometimes I want to hit the headboard. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? When you want to hit the headboard, you just want to go past your chest. Hopefully not on your face because that's gay, right? Am I right? If you come on your own face, that's gay. You're automatically gay.
Nope.
That's how a lot of people have become gay, too. It's like, it's not their fault. Like, they came in their own face and they're like, oh, gay. Automatic. You know? That's not right.
It's like... Prevent unwanted pregnancy, aim for the chin.
So that's cool, man. I mean, at least you got that done. I mean, because then if not, you'd have to be doing like pulling out or condoms and stuff. So you have
to be aware.
Really? Oh.
Screw that.
Back to the music.
What was your method before, though? What did you use before? Was it condoms or was it pulling out?
I think we'll leave that for another
birth control,
day.
Huh? On the next episode of the More Music Radio Pod, we'll talk about the birth control. Okay,
can we talk about the show?
We'll save that.
Vince, can we talk about the show?
Sure.
We're going to be playing...
After we talk about your masturbation habits.
Okay.
Frequent or... just kidding. Yeah, let's talk about the show. You guys got a show coming up this weekend.
Yeah, on Sunday, we're playing at Part-Time Punks at the Echo with the mighty Saccharine Trust and
man,
the Deadbeats.
So, awesome, man.
The Danger House era Deadbeats and
you guys are
Saccharine
fucking lucky, man. You guys haven't even paid your dues as a band yet, man.
No, I've been paying my dues since I was 16, dude.
We're this is your
up,
second
you know?
Show, and you guys are playing with Saccharine Trust. You guys are playing a kick-ass... Well, actually, it's the second time, so it's getting old playing with Saccharine Trust.
Because they love Gardo. And he's convinced him that me and Tony are all right. He's fooled them.
Yeah, man. So this show is happening...
At the Echo
on Sunday, you said?
I don't know the exact address of the Echo.
I want to go. Am I allowed to go?
But on Sunset. Yeah, sure.
You're required to go.
Oh, shit.
You were required.
I got an excuse.
Attendance is mandatory.
I'd be like, babe, you know what? I'm required to go to this show. You don't understand, you know? So let's go.
It's got to be that way, baby.
Cool. So I'm going to be there, and I think everybody else should be there. So we just heard a new song off of the new CD that you guys just did. And that was called, what was that called?
The Eyes Are Quite Strange. That is a song by Mr. Gardo Ramirez on vocals and guitar. And on that one, I play drums and Tony plays bass.
I feel very comfortable right now. Like a lot of times, you know, like I'll be interviewing, like, you know, I don't want to say that, you know, that made me uncomfortable, but like, you know, when a star like Raj from What's Happening comes in.
No, yeah. I can get nervous. Or,
you know, I remember
size
when,
does count.
When Don Bowles came in, you know, I was like, you know, and then when the guy from the Vandals came in, you know, you get a little nervous and stuff. But I feel really comfortable because like we're like with friends and stuff, yeah. You know, like
true that.
It's all cool.
You're like, that's and, that drunk guy that I just saw at my house.
Yeah, totally.
You guys have been up all night.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I'm kind of feeling like shit today. I don't know. Just
you guys are
myself.
Just like on a binger, but Gardo's a responsible one because he has a family, right? He knows how to act.
If I may correct, we were finishing up the record, so it was a productive bender.
Yeah. True. Okay. Cool.
A working bender.
So are we going to hear? Let's hear some stuff. Yeah. You guys would just want to jump into it?
Yeah.
Then
we can get into the birth control talk.
And play some tunes. I think it'll wake us up.
Talk about some of that stuff, you know.
Yep.
Cool. So we're gonna. You wanna? Okay. So now I gotta push these buttons, right? I gotta push the
music. Just go ahead and click those two red lit up M.
All right. And if you wanna call up and talk to these guys or me or Nick or you know, you can call 800-893-9562. Call Skid Row Studios. Even if you're listening to this on podcast, you could even call up and you could leave a message for your favorite SkidRowStudios.com show. So like, if you wanna say hello to us here at the More Music Radio Pod, or you want to talk to Vic Cohen on the It's a Fair Question show, my new favorite Skid Row Studio shows, one of many. And he's actually going to be here, I think, on January 24th. And we're going to talk to him. That guy put a note in his butt. It was hilarious. And he made his friend go and open his butt cheeks and read the note. It was good. You got to hear that. So, but anyway, I was just vamping because these guys look like they're ready to go, and we're going to hear some songs from Trembling Hills on the More Music Radio Pod. All right.
Songs, Tony. Fernando? Sure. We haven't played that in a while. do Highland Park pools some back here?
Cool. Sure. All right.
You want to break it up for a second?
All right. So cool. You guys, that was fucking awesome, man. All right. Cool. 2013. Yeah, man.
Ow! Yeah. Day three. Cool. You guys just want to, like, take a break and, like, talk about those jams, and we'll just, like, explore, like, you know, like, where you were at when you guys wrote them and stuff, and, like, what you were thinking about, and, like, what kind of emotions it brings up, you know? Well, that's fucking awesome, man. I mean, believe me, check it out on Sunday, and, like, you could probably hear the vocals, too. It'll be really good, really cool.
How was your New Year's, Vinny?
It was cool, man. Like I said, you know, we hung out with Dick Clark and stuff, and he smelled bad because he was rotting, you know?
Yep.
He did the countdown and stuff like that. You guys want to hear that?
Sure, his hair looked good.
His hair is fucking jet black. Still fucking jet black. It has some dirt in it from the ground, you know, because the casket wasn't, like, completely waterproof, and so he kind of rotted a little bit, you know?
Makes sense.
Let me see if we can hear this shit.
Well, we're just gonna go with this clock here. This is
amazing. This was a countdown here,
and we are going to hand it over to a legendary voice. Every New Year's, we're gonna hand it over to Mr. Dick Clark. All right.
That's so awesome to see him. Oh my god.
And a happy New Year.
That was great.
Pretty Texas has taken to that for the stadium. Before I got a chance to see Ryan Seacrest as a fag, I shook my dick on a Instagram.
He hates Ryan Seacrest.
2012, 76 seconds, and there we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 3, 2,
big Dick Clark fan? You didn't like not even bloopers and practical jokes?
Nah, he was cool. Wow. Classic dude.
Yeah?
He was cool.
Yeah. Clark on
New Year's Eve. Cool, that was awesome. Well, that's what we did for New Year's, Tony, now that you mentioned it.
Right on.
You know?
Sounds like a fun time.
What did you guys do for New Year's? You stayed at Gardo, stayed home. I mean, did you guys watch the ball drop or anything,
Gardo?
No,
we just went to one party and kept it pretty simple, you know?
That's it?
I did watch the ball drop.
Yeah?
It was kind of, I don't know.
Like, is that fun? I never really thought that was very exciting.
I mean, it drops in New York before it's going to drop out here. And so it's kind of like, you know, you're dealing with a rebroadcast a lot of times. And I just kind of jump around.
We should do an LA version, drop balls, like two balls, you know? Like brown.
Ball?
Yeah, like, well, brown, hairy balls. Like, we make them like balls and they drop from City Hall. And then when they land on the bottom, it looks like a big erection, like the two ball. I don't know. Well, because we don't have shit in L.A. for the New Year's. What do we do in L.A. for New Year's? Like, I was thinking like Pershing Square might be like a partying or anything. Nobody was really partying in the streets or anything, man. That's one thing about L.A. is like the streets are kind of dead.
The largest city in America, everything shuts down really early.
The one thing that was cool, though, is the trains were running all night and they were free. And that was fucking really awesome. Like, I was looking at all the fucking drunk assholes on the train. I'm like, this fucking thing has to have fucking saved, like, fucking at least a couple thousand lives, you know? Because fucking everybody was fucking just drunk out of their minds on that shit.
Actually, Vinny, you got a kick out of this. New Year's this year was the first time I smoked pot in, like, years.
Really?
I got stoned.
Wait a minute. You said you smoked pot, like, recently, like, a few months ago. Wow, I mean, you don't usually smoke pot,
hippie.
But then you said you smoked pot.
I totally got stoned.
Okay.
And that was, it's very rare for me, you know?
It's rare, yeah.
Yeah.
It's rare. It's not years. It's been a couple months, but the time before that's probably been, like,
you're
a couple
right.
years.
You're right.
It was medicinal.
Okay. I had prime rare.
So, well, how was it? You freak out when you smoke weed, though.
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, actually, I had a good time this time. It was pretty fun, you know?
Uh-huh.
I got a little tripped out, but then, was able to keep it under control.
Yeah.
Made it home alive.
I don't understand why people don't like weed. Gardo, do you smoke weed? Oh, well, you don't do anything anymore, huh? Well, you drink beer.
Yeah, I drink beer on the weekend.
To the
what do you think about weed? Like, what's your personal...
I liked it in the past, but then started getting paranoid and I stopped.
Yeah?
It ain't for everybody.
What do you think about it, like, in general, though? Like, are you against it being legalized? I mean, you're a parent, you know, of two kids and...
I mean, you know, I'm not going to... Anything in moderation, but I'm not going to tell my kids that I smoked pot in the past, you know?
You won't?
Hell no.
Isn't that withholding, though? I mean, what if they
It'll
come
make
to...
it okay.
What if they ask you?
Okay. What if they come to you and they say... I'll lie for a little while.
But then you'll have to explain why you lied. So what will you tell them what's the reason why you would tell them you lied to them?
I mean, what do you tell them when they find out Santa's not real?
That's true. Well, you just...
I figure it's just on the spot.
You could just tell them, like, you know, I don't know, son. You know, just kind of weird, you know? Like, you're asking me about pot and stuff, and I don't want you to smoke pot. So you're just like, that's
like
pretty
what
cool.
What age, you know, do you start leveling?
What happens if you're one of your kids or both of them, like, when they get into those experimental times, you know? Like, we've all been through that time where we start messing around with, like, cigarettes and booze and weed and
Speak
stuff.
Speak for yourself, sir.
So how are you going to handle that?
I don't know, man. I'm not sure. That's a while away, so I'll be thinking about it.
Are you an old school, like, when it comes to, like, raising your kids and stuff? Like, in other words, do you beat them? Or are you, like, new school, like, timeout? You put them in timeout or beat them?
Timeout works just fine.
Yeah? A little mixture of the two or no beatings?
No beating, but, you know, stern face.
Yeah. I was at a restaurant today.
That was the taskmaster in the band. He's control. He's got... Everything
it's a,
locked
it's really cool having a teacher in the band because Gardo has like a lesson plan for us.
Yeah,
sure.
For every practice.
Yeah,
he reigns with Tony and myself.
He probably like settles you guys down and stuff too. Be like, okay, let's get back on task. Like, you know, we've had enough time. You know,
I to do have believe a, I've been you know, given a timeout need... before.
Wow.
Yeah. That's how I felt.
But kids are really hard to. I mean, that's why I don't have any kids. You know, because like I heard a kid today at the Arco Iris. It's a Mexican restaurant over here in our neighborhood in Highland Park. And this fucking kid was fucking screaming at the top of his fucking lungs and just like kicking the fucking booth and just like, wah! And then he stopped screaming. You'd hear boom, 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 boom. He just kept kicking and then go, wah! Fucking hated that little kid.
What gets me is
and the parent is like, the mom is like, oh God, you're embarrassing me and all this stuff. I'm just like, I'm like, see, that's when I would just fucking backhand the kid, you know, like that. That's why I don't have kids. I mean, I was hit as a kid, and that's, I don't believe it's the right thing to do. And I'm totally for timeouts and stuff, but that shit doesn't fucking work.
Didn't take.
Timeouts work. Do timeouts work?
Yeah.
Wow, what gets me is when I hear these kids, like at Ralph's or whatever, and they tell their parents to shut up. Like, I just imagine the wind brushing
the
through
is,
my hair before
right.
that slap. Just, I mean, yeah.
The trick
I
is you got
the first time I ever heard a kid tell his parents to
have
shut up, I was like,
you, right?
And I was like in my 20s, and I was like, shut up, mom. And I'm like, oh my God.
The trick is, Gardo, to like have them respect you at an early age, right? And like gain their respect, you know? And a lot of parents don't think that way because. Like, they see kids as below them and, like, you know, not worthy of you know, being... I mean, I don't want to say, like, an equal, but, you know, you do have to gain their respect. You know, if you treat them like shit at an early age, they're going to fucking be like, I fucking hate you. You know? So, I don't know. Good thing that I don't have kids because I would fucking slap the shit
awesome
out of you like that.
Totally.
How I wish I had it.
What if you had a kid that was fucking screaming at the top of his lungs and fucking just crying all the time and stuff? Like, how would you deal with that?
Trick question.
His, and timeout.
His kids wouldn't do that.
Timeout doesn't work anymore. What happens when timeout doesn't work anymore? What's the next step?
I don't know.
I want to take notes because you never know what can happen, you know? Tubes are intact, you know?
I'm thinking that you're feeling the urge.
Yeah,
procreate.
Yeah, well, hey, you never know, man. Wouldn't you like to see a little Vince running around?
Sure, change your life.
I would.
I wonder if that. See, but then I'd be worried about like I'd be unleashing something bad to society. You know, if my kid would like grow up and like fucking be like a rapist or like an evil murderer or something, I'd be like, oh great, that fucking kid came for my balls. You know,
that's gotta be tough.
That's what I worry about because there's some fucking pretty awful kids. And you know, you're a teacher. You fucking work with a lot of these kids, right?
Yeah, most of them are all right.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah.
How old are they?
14.
14 years old? Yeah. So what, that's like 7th grade, 8th grade?
9th grade.
9th They're kind of smart assy, though. I remember being like a fucking dick back in, I mean, you think this is bad. I mean, back when I was a kid, way worse than this, you know?
God, I would have no respect. Listen to Infest. Napalm Death and Infest. Carcass.
That's cool, man. Well, congratulations on your family, too. And I don't get to see you and Amy very much, but I'm glad you guys are here and you guys fucking are going to play some songs after this. And cool. Well, let's get back into it, man. Let's play a couple of these songs and we'll be back on more music. We'll try to work out the technical difficulties. We'll be back.
Hello? Is it your Ernesto, bitch?
Fuck you, dick face.
Fuck you.
The More Music Radio Pod.
Broadcasting internationally from downtown Los Angeles
on Skid Row.
Skid Row.LA. More music radio pod at Skid Row.LA.
Let's find a donkey show. Let's find a guy who can show us to the bar with a donkey show. Let's ask donkey show.
Mr. T's, if you want to call in at the skidrow.la, it's 1-800-893-9562.
Yeah. All right. Welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. We are here with Trembling Hill and Ben, Gardo, and Tony of Trembling Hills are putting on their instruments and going to hear another song. You guys are switching on this one. Tony is playing guitar on this and Gardo is playing bass. All right. Tony and Ben look very tired right now. What happens when you've been awake for how many hours? Like 48 hours now? Some shit?
Like 3 days or something.
You guys are dedicated to your craft and I respect that. And you guys got a recording done and it's all worth it. Ready? You guys can sleep all day tomorrow. It's cool. And you guys are here on the More Music Radio Pod, which I really appreciate.
Woohoo! Thanks for having us, Vince. We're stoked to be here.
Cool. All right, so we're going to hear some more stuff, right?
Yes, sir. This song is actually called Highland Park Pool. It's about Highland Park.
Oh, yeah, that's right, man. I like this song.
There's references to Arlo, La Estrella, and Foleros.
The first time I heard this, it was a recording on your 8-track machine, right?
Yeah,
to real 8-track.
Totally. That's what I did for the demo on, yeah.
Cool, all right.
All right, here we go. Let's go swimming at the Highland Park pool. Let's go swimming at the Highland Park pool. Let's go swimming at the Highland Park pool. Two more really quick little ditties. All right. One, two, three. Bum, 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 bum. We wanted
that's that set.
Ooh. Hell yeah. Right on.
Trembling Hills, all right, on the More Music Radio Pod. You guys are fucking awesome, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's good to see you guys playing, you know? Like, yeah, I know you guys have been playing, but I'm just saying, like, for me, like, you know, I don't see you guys often. And, you know, like, Tony used to play in 8-bit, and, you know, that was a while ago. I remember Gardo, like I said, from Bratty and Jackass. I'm sure you've done, you know, a bunch of other stuff, you know, playing and, you know, little stuff, you know, but, and, Ben, you know, like I said, is like a new pal, new face around, and you're going to be, our roommate, I think, right?
So, true. Starting February 1st.
If you want to move into the house, Gardo, you can, you know, we can make like a room or something, you know?
That's true.
I don't want to bump out Red.
Cool, man. So what's up, man? So you, this is a new band. It's a new year. So what do you guys have planned? I mean, are you guys going to go through this thing like fucking full force and just fucking start playing some shows? Like, what are your ambitions for the band in the new year?
Well, I think the recording was the focus lately.
Mm-hmm.
Then Ben got us this gig at Part-Time Punks, The Echo, and I don't know. That's about as far into the future as I can see.
Oh, Ben didn't tell you we're doing a tour, West Coast tour, in a van? You're going to Micronesia.
Are you open to like playing like out-of-town shows or something like that? Are you?
We all have our own schedules. It would be a family thing.
Yeah.
Tony's got a career, supposedly. Yeah. That's what he says.
Yeah, Tony's always working.
And I'm just, you know, a lot of gear to hawk.
Uh-huh.
But no, I play, you know, in other projects as well and tour, you mm-hmm. know, when it's happening.
You're playing with the Ramones guy.
Playing with my friend Richie Ramone, yeah.
Right. Is he jealous of the band?
I don't know, dude.
You don't want to talk about that? You're going to say later, hey, man, why did you even bring that up? I shouldn't even tell you shit if you're going to say stuff on your radio show.
What I was getting at, though, is that we all have our priorities, but we know
when we have our
time to play, we've got a window.
Yeah.
We knew we had this little window around the holidays and the new mm-hmm. year that we could get this record done and play out and see if the recording translates to the stage well. And that's really what we're trying to do. It's,
uh-huh.
It's an experiment.
What's a fucking awesome recording?
Thanks, dude.
I'd be really threatened if, like, somebody in my band was, like, doing this really fucking awesome fucking band, great fucking music and shit. I'd be kind of jealous, too, and I would be just kind of, like, hurt.
Again, that goes back to the fact we have our own things that keep us occupied, and we are not a band that's going to be hitting the road a lot. It's not in the cards for us, at least at this point.
It depends, you know, if the money's right, you know? Yeah. The opportunity's right, you know?
There's two things playing punk rock and underground music. No money. That's it. That's two things you can count on. No money.
How does it feel to be playing again? I mean, obviously, Ben, I mean, you've been playing for a while and, you know, with this other guy band, the Ramones or whatever.
Prior to that, though, I mean, people, they always like to be the, what's it called, the Amiga del Campeon, you know, a friend of the champion. Is that, I say it wrong? Anyway, but, you know, I've been playing professionally since I was 15 years old and there hasn't been too many breaks in it. So
that's hard to play professionally, man. I got a fucking day job, this fucking shit.
Well, I mean, I got to work too, you know? Yeah. But you know, they like to say in LA, you're only as good as your next gig. And it's like, I'm really just looking forward to this next gig and whatever goes on with anything else I'm affiliated with. You know, that's when it's that time, then I'm ready, you know, in tune, on time. And
you're ready to go. Like, you're fucking, hey, let's go to Europe. Let's do this stuff. You're ready to go.
Oh, yeah, man.
You're a professional. That's like a professional musician, you know.
I guess.
Gardo's a teacher, so it's a different kind of lifestyle. You're a parent, you know. You obviously take life more seriously than we do. Like
these,
a different
these two
aspect
guys,
of
though,
life.
And I'm not blowing sunshine up your ass or anything. I can say that on this because of the podcast. Yeah. But these guys are way more professional than I am. I have the innate ability to improvise on the spot.
Please don't use college words because our audience will be like, what's innate abilities? What's that means?
Yo, Holmes, I got an Audi.
But yeah, so I mean, what is it like? I mean, you're a parent now. I mean, did you think that you'd start playing again or?
I've always played a little bit at least, trying to get different bands together. It wasn't too long ago that I try to get this band started with Tony and our friend Drew.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, now I'm playing in that band.
Second.
And then you quit, too. And you're like, Drew, this is what Drew said. So this is what he said. And so, like, if you have a problem, you know where he lives and you can talk to him. And I hope I can replay this for Drew. And by the way, we never get to practice lately. If Drew, if you're listening to this practice, we got to practice, man. The other band. But yeah, he said that you said that we didn't take it seriously enough and that you didn't want to waste your time and that you're like, you're done. And I'm like, wow. I was like, because I was like, holy shit. Like, I get to play drums in a band with the fucking two best fucking guitar players out there. Like, fuck all these other, fuck Des Cadena and fucking all these other fucking Lou Baeza. I'm just kidding, Lou, or Joe Baeza. I've been drinking. But, you know, like I'm saying, like, it was like, I was like, wow, I get to play with these guys and it's fucking awesome, you know? And then, like, when one of them, like, drops off, I'm like, oh, man. Like, that sucks. And I'm like, oh, we're not. And I'm like, hey, man, I fucking got out of work early for this. I could have got overtime, man. Fuck.
My energy.
Is that what happened?
I think a lot of the reason why things changed in that band was because.
You were playing drums originally in that band.
I was playing drums originally in that band, and I got super busy with work.
And like, you asked me if I could, if I wanted to. I'm like, fuck yeah, hell yeah.
It just seemed like everybody was really
Drew
busy.
And Gardo, and then you leave me with fucking Drew. Now I got to fucking deal with Drew, man.
But it was like literally. Every practice for 8 times in a row, it'd be like somebody's canceling it.
Yeah. You know? Well, it's hard because everybody's schedule. Like I even said, like, you know, the band, you know, with me, and it's the same thing. Like, you know, we don't really have enough time to get together and stuff. And it's not that there's no dedication to the band. It's just everybody has like, you know, like higher ambitions, like beyond the band. They have like their own businesses and fucking Drew is fucking working on legislation shit. And he's working in fucking government and, fucking Joe, the bass player, has his own animation company. You know, they do the Moral Oral and fucking Frankenweenie, or what was that? Franken something with Dino Stamptopoulos. We had him on the show. Sorry, my memory's not so good, which reminds me they told me not to be smoking so much pot. But anyway,
I mean, hey, the older we get,
The more marbles you lose.
It's true, you know.
You know, I dropped a few marbles.
And the busier we get too, you know.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's like, it's hard to do it when you get older and you got to like pay bills and stuff too, you know. Yeah. So,
you know, but I will say that like I said, we tried to do this band in the past. And a lot of these songs that I brought into the band, I actually try to do with people since like the 90s. And it's never worked out. And this situation is definitely the most comfortable one that I've been in.
Why didn't it work out?
I don't know, you know, different reasons. Some people couldn't do it. And,
just wasn't their style and stuff, right?
You know, you just try and it doesn't work out and you move on and you hope that it happens again. And it finally did. Mm-hmm. And it's going pretty well. And like I said, I'm just happy that we have this recording. We'll get to play a gig and then we'll see what happens after that.
I've never been in a band that has the chemistry like we have. We don't argue. Like, we're pretty diplomatic and we just kind of talk things out if we
I'm gonna record this and then like next year we'll check in on you guys.
I don't know. May I disagree? No, I'm just kidding. No, it's pretty hard to argue about because I mean the basic idea is there's three songwriters. Each one can bring whatever the hell they want to the table and then the other two guys back them up on their song, you know?
Yeah.
True that.
There's like no rules or limitations, just for fun. Whatever you want to bring, you bring it, and we're just going to have fun and play the fucking
That's
songs.
The trick if you're going to fucking play in a band is just, like, don't expect to make money. Don't expect to be famous or be even popular. Just expect... But you should have expectations of just having fun and enjoying it.
Totally.
And if you're not enjoying it, then don't do it, you know? And I don't know, for a lot of us, you know, it's kind of hard not to play music, you know? Like, I think that's why, you know, we've been... keeping our band around for so long is because we don't know what else to do. And like, we're kind of procrastinators. We didn't really do it right, you know, but I mean, we did it right in the sense that we fucking had the fucking time of our lives and we're still doing it. We're playing on, January 19th.
Awesome.
So, we're at the Bad Town Boys at, the Steel Pit in Tujunga.
We should play together sometime.
Yeah. That'd be fucking awesome, man. You know me, man. I always want to play and shit. And then, with the other band with Remake Remodel with Drew, I think there's a recording that's supposed to be getting done soon. And
those guys gotta hate me by now.
Yeah, man. So I don't know. There's stuff. Yeah. Maybe we can have a show with all our bands playing and stuff. You know, and then we'll get 8-Bit back together. We'll have a Bratty and Jackass reunion, and Feeders can come along and stuff. We'll have a fucking cool old band festival, and then our old band, the Dyslexics, will play a reunion show. So we should do that, man. It'll be fun.
Sounds good to me.
Tony cool. and the Douchebags reunion.
I'm still forming that band. That's my solo project.
Yeah.
Awesome. So we know that Ben is a professional musician. We know that Gardo is a teacher. And Tony is, and we've talked, Tony's a very good friend of mine and of ours. And if you haven't heard him on the show, I mean, you do a lot of sound work for like commercials and stuff like that, right?
Yep, that's what I do.
So have
Audio
you
engineer.
So who's the coolest guy that, you've ran into? Because you get to meet a lot of famous people, right?
The pinnacle of my career, as Ben's pointing at himself, was really early on. I got to work with Paul McCartney.
Right, I remember that.
Pretty bitching.
Oh shit!
I was just like working for some dude, and I was like pretty low level or whatever, just starting out, you know.
Yeah.
And I got flown to London and like meet Paul McCartney and shit. And he's like totally cool as fuck.
Yeah.
And
what if he was a fucking dick? How would that
affect, I wouldn't be surprised, you know,
would that affect you liking the Beatles and stuff, or you would just hate his songs and be all more John?
That's hard to say.
You more John, are you more George, are you more Ringo, are you more Paul or Pete?
I'm a big Beatles fan. I tend to like John's songs or whatever. Mm-hmm. But like, I don't know, it's the dynamic between those dudes. Why they were such a good band or whatever. You know, like Paul's got a better voice than John.
Yeah.
But John writes better songs than Paul.
He seems like cooler too.
Sir Anthony.
No, I actually knighted him with my dick.
He seems like the guy you would be able to get along with the best too, right? Out of those guys.
He made the whole crew.
Him or George,
eat
right?
Vegetarian.
I was going to say Ringo.
Really?
Which I kind of thought, I wasn't down with that necessarily. I don't know if it was him or his handlers, but like everybody on the crew.
That mean the people that would give him hand jobs, or what does that mean? Handlers?
Handlers, whatever.
Controller.
Like, you know, yeah, the people that give him hand jobs.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Happy ending.
Mental hand jobs. Yes, you're right. You're so great. No, but he's cool because I've heard him on Howard and I've heard him like in interviews and stuff, and really fucking cool dude. And I saw that picture of you and him, and I'm like, holy shit, man.
What's trippy about that is, you know, I'm like a really quiet, shy person.
Yeah.
And like he totally approached me. And
really?
I was like, hey, mate. Darth Vader.
You guys were having an international bromance.
And I was like, fuck. I almost shit my pants, you know? And then,
damn, dude.
I had to talk to him for a little while, and I was really nervous, but he was totally nice.
Anybody recently that's really cool? I mean, I would hate for you to say who's the fucking biggest fucking asshole that you've worked with recently.
I just worked with Ronald McDonald. He was a nice man. He was like a really nice man.
Does
he
have horns?
No, but he's like 6'7" or something. He's like a giant. And
Who is Ronald McDonald? Like, I never could. I mean, because you could. You look at Ronald McDonald, you're like, I wonder who that guy is, you know? I mean, obviously it's been different guys, but it kind of looks the same.
I think it's like that dude is Ronald McDonald in all the shit that you've seen for the past like 15 years.
Why is he old?
I mean, just, I think that's his job. Like, he's Ronald McDonald or whatever. Well,
Ronald McDonald has been around for, I mean, like you've seen him like in commercials and ads and stuff since like fucking, what, the 50s or something? I wasn't around the 50s, but I mean, he had to be like the icon. That
I think it's a newer thing when he's like a live human being running around versus like a picture. And anyway, it's imagine the screening you have to go through to be like McDonald's spokesperson. Like, that guy is the nicest guy in the world. Like, he's just like, hey, you know, I love everything all the time.
Now
I'm Ronald McDonald.
Now McDonald's, they have those play places all the time, those playlands and shit, you know. And but that was kind of a new thing. There was a thing in like Downey or Norwalk or something. It's called I forgot where it was. It was actually off the fucking 10 freeway. Anyway, like Rosemead or something. Elmani. And they had a fucking McDonald land. They had where they had slides. They had no McDonald's had that. And that was the only one. I had my birthday party there and stuff. And then one time as a kid, I went to that same McDonald land. It was like the place that you're like, whoa, McDonald's land. Mm-hmm. Slides, y todo, fucking swings, everything, man. And then they had Ronald McDonald was going to be there. So we're like, holy shit, Ronald McDonald. And then, you know, all this fucking hoopla. And then finally Ronald McDonald comes in and he's all fucking fat. His face is all bloated and stuff. And I'm like, that's not Ronald McDonald. He had an accent and stuff, you know. It was fucking.
That wasn't Ronald McDonald. That was Mickey Mouse. Eh?
That was fucking Reynaldo McDonald. Fucking, but yeah, so I that's why I always wonder. I always want to see the real Ronald McDonald, and like I always wonder who the actor is, and like I never knew that. So you saw him?
I did.
His name? Maybe we could Google
him. I don't know. Speaking of names with Ronald McDonald, like that guy showed up and he met every single person on the film crew, which is like 50 people. And then like I didn't talk to him the whole day, and then the next day he was like, "Hey, Tony." Hey, Bob. Hey, Joe. Like, he knew, he memorized every single person's
name. He's one of those guys of memory people. You ever see that infomercial with that guy who could remember everybody's name in the audience and shit like that?
I kind of felt like I thought he might have been genetically engineered by McDonald's, you know?
But, I mean, that makes somebody feel really good when they remember, when other people remember their name, you know? You're like, holy shit, that's like a sign of respect.
Do you like that? Like,
I like it.
I could give a shit.
I can't do it because I forget people's names, like, right off the bat, you know?
I really don't care if
I just learned Ben's name, honestly, like a couple weeks ago. Like, Ben. Yeah.
It's real easy.
Some people really like that, but like, I don't care. Like, if you remember my name or not, it does not matter.
I hate like not remembering people's names live on this show.
Do you know what people always think my name is? They always go, Vince? I'm serious.
Really?
They're always like, oh, okay. Vince? Like, no, Ben. Like,
yeah.
Oh.
They call me Ben, too. And there you go. I'm serious. Yeah. They call me Ben.
No shit.
But I think they're trying to say Vince, you know. But they, you know, the Baisas and stuff, they say Ben.
Have you ever heard Ben do an imitation of post-stroke Ozzy?
No, I want to hear that.
You don't want to do it?
I don't know if I can do it.
He had a stroke?
Like, he karaoke's fucking Ozzy, and it sounds a little something like this.
I think it's good, boy.
All on the spot, too.
Naked and buried in my own shame, and there is nothing to let go.
There you go.
All right, cool. We need more impressions on this show.
Then the Sabbath Aussie's all, you know, he's like, generals gather in the masses. You get the later one, he's like,
maybe he's sad. Cool, he's just old.
I think
sad.
Clearly the best one, though, to do that you do is that when you go, no, no, oh, no. Here we go. No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Gardo, you got impressions, man?
No way.
You're like, I've always known you as being like very reserved and like kind of, you don't really like talk a lot.
Why doesn't Sabbath just get Joey Belladonna?
That's why I was asking you.
All the songs and just cut Sharon Osbourne out and just go on tour. He can do it all. He does a good job. Then he wouldn't have to deal with the douches and anthrax and problem solved. You get the Dio stuff, you get the Aussie. Go tour. Bill Ward, everybody. No Sharon Osbourne.
Well, Bill Ward's going to have a heart attack, though, right? They said if he plays, he's going to...
Yeah, really? I've heard different. I've heard that
he's almost had, like, heart attacks.
His health, that he couldn't get insured, that they wanted to treat him as an employee. Mm. You know, bands do that when the members quit. Even when they reform, they are always like, well, now you work for, you know, blah, 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 Incorporated, and they get less money.
So, well...
Known as me. Yeah,
me not know. Me not know.
Vince, I've been thinking about the old days when Braddy and Jackass used to play with the Mormons.
Yeah, at Mr. T's Bowl. I have video of that. I'm going to digitize that because it's on a VHS tape. But I'm going to digitize it and I'm going to send you a copy.
We were much younger.
Yeah, man, that was fucking Mr. T's Bowl, and it's still there and it's still open like once a month or something, although like it's been closed for like a month. It's going to be closed for like another month. And the fucking, the owner is such a fucking, the new owner. I mean, obviously, the first owner was a fucking, fucking really fucking cool dude, but the new owner is such a fucking asshole. And I talk about Mr. T's Bowl all the time. I've told the story so many times, but it's just fucking so sad. Arlo's still there though. Yeah, I told Arlo about you guys and your band and stuff, and fucking, I bet you he can't wait to see you at Mr. T's. Are you going to play Mr. T's Bowl, or is there still a boycott at Mr. T's Bowl? We still have the boycott. The Mormons only played Arlo's birthday a few years ago, but before that and after that, we're like, fuck that, man.
Because the owner's such a dick.
Anything right? for Arlo, though. I mean,
yeah.
Fuck that guy. You know, if it makes Arlo's day, if
yeah.
the Mormons, our band, and Saccharin played, like, I'd be like, fuck yeah, that sounds awesome or whatever.
Yeah.
You know? Not I don't know. Kick him in the nuts.
Fuck, man. I just hope somebody fucking gets a hold of that place that's cool and, like, kind of bring it back and restore it and stuff, you know? But, I mean, you know, our bands used to play there a lot and very sad. And I think I'm going to go home and I'm going to end it all because of that. Yeah. Thanks for bringing it up, Carter.
Done and done.
Well, where, I don't know, is Highland Park kind of getting too gentrified or what? What's the deal with that?
Highland Park has a lot of annoying, I don't really care about, well, I don't know, man. Okay, so it has a lot of annoying, like foreigners, pretty much, you know, like from other states and stuff. And yeah, that's cool. Like it's fine. Like I'm open to like cool people and stuff, you know, but like, I gotta be honest, like a lot of these people that are moving in are kind of bringing a different kind of element into Highland Park. And it's kind of reminds me of like Santa Monica, like really very West Side. And like, for some reason, like I'm like repelled against that stuff. And I don't like it, you know, like there's a lot of like, coffee shops and stuff that are kind of foofy, and like I'm all for like small business and stuff, you know, but like not when your fucking daddy fucking buys it for you, you know what I mean? Like I don't know, what do you think about it, man? We live in the same neighborhood.
Having
the same problem in the East Coast too, the hipsters, the way they talk about it.
I mean, what's next? Boyle Heights is going to be the new thing, you know?
Yeah.
They all got to move to Boyle Heights or something.
Probably. I think it's already starting, too.
Like, I remember when a sandwich at Full Year was like $2.50 or something.
Yeah.
You know? And that's the shit that pisses me off. It's like, I don't know. I don't want to pay fucking $8 for a sandwich in Highland Park. You know?
Yeah.
It's like kind of ridiculous.
I got to tell you, though, I mean, the fucking cops have fucking cleaned up a lot of people off the streets, though, when these
what about that kid that broke into our house, dude? Did he tell us
something? Dude, I haven't talked about that yet, man. Somebody broke into our fucking house the other fucking day, man. And, like, I get home, and the fucking neighbor, really fucking cool guy. I fucking love our fucking neighbor. I park my car, and he comes to my car. He's like, hey, he's like, there was somebody on your porch, and they took a box, and they were, like, rifling through stuff, and, like, He seemed kind of off, and I don't know if you guys knew him, but I just want to let you know. And he's at the bus stop right there, and it's like right on the corner from our house, you know? And so I look and I'm like, holy shit. And fucking like, I get instantly fucking pissed, you know? Like, I'm like, ooh, I'm going to kill this guy right now. So I'm like, oh, okay, let's show me where he's at. Oh, that's him right there. I'm like, okay, we're getting closer and closer to this guy. And I'm like, I'm going to fucking rip this fucking guy to fucking pieces. I'm just going to fucking knock his fucking face in, you know, because I'm like fucking pissed, you know?
Yeah.
So, and then I get closer and closer and I notice, you know, this guy's like a fucking young kid. And I'm like, oh my God, you know? And like his face is all twitching and stuff. And he's like kind of off looking. And I'm like, oh boy, you know? And so the neighbor came with me and, you know, I tell the kid, I'm like, hey man, what's that box, man? He's like, oh, that's not mine. I go, yeah, I know it's not yours because that was on our porch, you know? And then I looked in the box and it had some personal belongings of ours. It had Tony's jacket.
Yeah.
It had a bong in there. And I was like, oh, hell no. And so I look at this kid and I'm like, fucking, hey, man. Like, I felt really bad for him too because he's obviously fucking like living on the streets and shit, you know? And I'm like, hey, man, you know what? I'm going to be really fucking cool with you and not fucking do anything to you, but you better give us back my fucking shit. All our fucking shit, you better give it back. And I'm going to fucking call my roommates and we're going to make sure that all our shit is back. You know, we're not going to call the cops. We're not going to fucking do shit to you. But just so you know, don't ever fucking go in that fucking... And then when I saw stuff from inside the house, I'm like, little motherfucker, you were in our house? And he was all, yes, sir. And I'm like, oh, motherfucker.
But here's the thing, and thanks for dealing with that. That's fucking, thank you.
Dude, you wouldn't have done anything, because he was obviously a kid, dude, you know, like, small kid. And if he was like, hey, fuck you, I'll do what I want, then totally. It would have been on, you know? But he was, like, freaked out and, like, fucking obviously disturbed, you know? Yeah. So I'm like,
I mean, you could tell he was disturbed by the shit that he took. It was like a bag full of like,
there was like garbage,
old plane ticket and like some fucking junk mail and like a bullet on a chain and like a hat and a bong. It was just like, you know, there was more expensive stuff in the house that he could have taken.
Maybe he tried to take stuff you wouldn't miss.
Yeah. Maybe he was trying to do us a favor. Yeah. And clean our house for us.
Actually, we have more shit now than we did before. I know. It's just like extra shit.
When we see him, we should tell him, hey, you know what? Why don't you come over to the house? We got some stuff for you. We'll just leave all our trash down there and he'll take it all. It'd be cool, man.
Sounds like a plan, dude. I like that one.
But I'm glad, like, you know, it wasn't like a fucking deranged fucking lunatic or some fucking gang member or some shit. You know what I mean?
Could have been a lot worse.
Oh, yeah, man. And fucking, just so you know, if you're listening out there and you want to come and try to rob us, like, we have weapons in the house.
We'll
and
that kill
was
him.
Fucking kid was really fucking lucky, man. Like, honestly, the fucking, you could have, like, you just got a new fucking shotgun, right? You got a new fucking weapon.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, I bet you're just, like, waiting for that opportunity to.
Honestly, I never want to ever have to use a gun on anybody in my life.
Me too, but honestly, don't you want to fight? I mean, that's what the guns are invented for. I mean, when I held that gun, or hold any gun, you want to shoot it. You know, you want to fire
like,
it, you know?
I would like to shoot some skeet or a target with my gun, but like...
Yeah. With that gun, you're going to fucking obliterate all the skeets, you know?
No, it's the same thing as any shotgun. I mean, it's the same thing as one that looks all tame and wood and shit. Yeah, totally. But the thing is, you know...
The thing is, don't come to our house because you'll fucking be shot.
You'll die, yeah.
Okay? You will die. There are weapons in there. That's not the only weapon. Like, kid was lucky.
Nothing inside is worth your life.
Because you were there and Red was there and, like, fucking... He just happened to just go in there and fucking not disturb anybody.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah. I mean, it could have gotten ugly, you know? There's no question about it. Like, and shit.
Yeah, so for the new year, please don't rob us anymore. Because in the neighborhood, they've been having some fucking home invasion fucking robbers. When people are at home and they just fucking go in and fucking, you know, strong arm your shit away from you, you know? So watch out, man. That's the day and age now.
Yep. You know? Keep the doors locked.
Buy guns, pretty much.
Stay at home. Be afraid.
Hey, so as a teacher, how do you feel about the whole gun shit and... Are guns the problem? You know, are you worried about something going on in your school?
Well, you know, I don't want to disrespect what's already happened, but I guess more importantly, I think the support system for people who are, you know, thinking about doing crazy shit like that, whatever that kid was feeling or thinking, I mean, obviously he needed help and didn't get it.
Right.
So that's what you think about, you know, like, what are you supposed to do about somebody who needs help and doesn't get it?
Right.
So that's what I think about. I don't really think about what guns mean in that situation. I mean, that was just a tool that he happened to pick. But,
well, this country has a problem with gun violence, you know? So what's the difference between this country and other countries? Is it because we're a little bit, our lifestyle makes us a little bit more disturbed and a little bit more emotionally disturbed and, those things don't get addressed, and like, what is it? I mean, because it's obviously not the guns, because other countries have guns.
Sorry to be all hippy trippy, dude, right now, but I think it's partially like karmatic, you know, like we're like, just you know,
you think we got it coming to us?
Like we're just drone bombing innocent people, and like other countries aren't. Also, you know what I mean? And like the support system needs to
if
be
they
there.
Had,
there's
but,
a lot of different.
Believe me, if
play.
They had drones and stuff, they would do the same shit too. I mean, I'm not condoning it and stuff, you know. But obviously, I want our team to win. You know, I just don't want us to be killing innocent like families
well,
and shit like
that.
Well,
they
that's
say for
hard.
Every suspect of terror that we actually kill, 15 to 20 people die that are innocent.
Hmm.
So that's a statistic I read that seems like from a pretty.
So you're saying
source.
Like we kind of deserve it then, right?
Well, I'm just saying, I don't know.
It kind of comes back around. It might be like something that's like a karmic thing. It's like...
Goes around, comes around.
Hmm.
You know?
That sucks that it has to be fucking like little children and shit getting shot up and for us to get our payback and stuff. But anyway, wow, what a fucking... What a downer. But I don't know. I kind of think that... I think personally that guns aren't really the problem. That there is just a lot of fucking like wackos out there that... don't really have anywhere to go except, you know,
Well, good old Ronald Reagan released all the mental patients in the 80s and our mental health treatment, and just the way that we deal with it is such a closely guarded and kind of closeted thing, and it's not talked about. It gets swept under the rug.
And then he had mental health problems in the end too, right?
If you're an adult, like, and you know, you don't like willingly commit yourself, it's really hard to get treatment if you know, somebody is past the age of majority and they're like, I'm fine. Then, you know, the AMA and you know, the medical, you know, profession in the United States is just kind of like, he's fine. You know, until something happens, it's kind of like, you know, they, once something terrible happens, then, you know, things are addressed. But before, you know, that last thread finally breaks and, you know, the person snaps, there's not really a whole lot you can do if the person doesn't want help.
Yeah, you know, like me and Patrick and Jimmy had knew a guy who was from Eagle Rock High School who was like kind of really fucking spacey and trippy and fucking kind of creepy and shit. And it turned out that he fucking later on, we saw him on the news. They arrested him for like killing his mom and dad. They were like crippled in wheelchairs. And like he just like strangled him and put him in the closet. And his fucking sister came in and said, hey, where's mom and dad? He's like, oh, I killed them. They're in the closet. And she went and opened the closet, and there's mom and dad all purple and shit. And yeah, that's great, right? That's a fucking scary, scary world.
That was very uplifting.
But what are you going to do? But it's out there. It's real. I mean, there's people with fucking real fucking problems. And like, I wonder if there's anything that's to be done about it. I mean, I've tried to like find help for my own problems. I'm not going to go and kill anybody, but you know, like just, let's just say you're going to look for somebody that, you know, that you want to help with your own like regular problems and shit, you know, but that's really hard to find, you know, like insurance won't pay for it. So like, I got to go find fucking other people. Again, could you imagine with other people with real problems, like would take a lot more money and like they get denied and they pretty much just get the fucking like, either thrown on the streets or put in a home. And you know, there's a halfway home like in our neighborhood in Highland Park with a lot of the same kind of people, you know, that are just kind of lost. So I don't know, don't give them guns, in other words. So cool. Well,
part of the thing too is if someone has a license to carry and then they seek you know, psychiatric help and they're deemed to be a threat or a risk, then one of the first things they do is they take away their permit to carry. And so you know, if anybody with a reasonable amount of intelligence is going to know that. And so they're never going to really, like, again, it goes back to, you got to fess up. And then there's repercussions from that if you're deemed to be, you know, a threat.
Well, I don't want to freak anybody out either. I mean, I'm just trying not to be so much of an asshole. I'm not going to go shoot anybody.
I have a question for you guys. I'm going to take a poll right now.
All right.
Which is basically, what do you think the Second Amendment was? Do you think the Second Amendment was put in place to protect us from our own government?
I think that's what it was, the intention was, but then I think that nowadays it's kind of like different circumstances or something, you know? I don't know, like back then, I mean, that was the thing, right? To just fucking you know, your government is against you, then you want to have some kind of power to fight your government. And you know, that's why they probably threw that in, you know, the right to have weapons to defend yourself, you know. But I don't know if it applies to like having a fucking machine gun that'll fucking throw out fucking 30 rounds a second, you know. I don't know.
Sure does.
I think that should, I don't know. I don't think it's a great idea for that to be so accessible.
You know?
Guns, pistols, shotguns, you want to go hunting, whatever. That's fine, you know, but like, a lot of these people are using that sport. They're saying it's a sport and like copping out on that. But I mean, that's no sport when you're using a gun like that to fucking hunt deer. That's for hunting people, you know. So people that have that are, it's for protection or for one day just fucking losing it and fucking killing people.
Well, personally,
and there's a lot. They keep making them. There's fucking tons and tons and tons of guns everywhere.
I'm all about just personal freedom, and I don't want anybody telling me what to do or what's right for me. I can make that decision for myself.
Yeah.
Because I'm like in a grown man or whatever.
Yeah.
And so I don't want the government telling me anything about shit until I
don't
fuck
think
up
it's
and
guns.
Do something
right.
Out of control.
See, I don't think that's a problem. I think it's just that there are fucking people that are fucking emotionally disturbed and they
people even know about it, but there's just nothing that they could really do about it. You know,
right.
You can't lock up any, you can't lock up a motion disturbed people as easy as you could, you know, there's just no resources for it. So I don't know. I look at me pretending like I know what I'm talking about. Let's play another couple songs and we'll be back with Trembling Heels on the More Music Radio Pod. All right.
So don't take this offensively.
The More Music Radio Pod.
Oh, Jim Jordan, what's
Skid Row, LA.
this is Wanda Sykes, and you're listening to the More Music Radio Pod on Skid Row.LA. Mormons? Are you guys Mormons or something?
Kanye Fonseca, and you're listening to the More Music Radio Pod.
Yeah! Welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. We're talking about guns right now. We're trying to get back into more a happier topic, but I mean, it's a very valid. It's a fair question. I'm going to steal that from Vic Cohen's. It's a fair question, but it is a fair question. Guns or not, ban them or let us have them, you know? And we're talking about responsible gun ownership, and in talking about it, I realize I shouldn't have a gun because I probably end up using it on somebody else or myself for a dumb reason, you know? So I don't know. I'll get to explore my own self, and maybe I'll mature one day, and I'll be able to have a firearm. And everybody will be safe. You know? Cool. Do you think I should have kids?
Right yes.
now. No? There's right. somebody in the green room saying no. And I tend to agree with that. I'm not offended at all.
I think you should totally have kids.
You think so?
You should replace yourself.
You think so? Does there need to be? Do I need a replacement?
Yeah.
I mean, you guys are cool. I mean, you already have two replacements. So that should be fine.
That's just... I have one replacement. The other one's a replacement of my wife.
Oh, okay. Can you make one more for me just in case?
No.
Well, you can now, right? If they wanted to, though, couldn't they dip into the actual nut and pull out sperm?
They can reverse the procedure.
You can be reversed. Okay.
Isn't there a rap song about that?
Dip into the nut? Yeah, I don't know. What would be the thing that would make you reverse it?
Nothing.
Nothing? Why wouldn't you want to have a third one?
Because I'm old already.
That's it, right? Because you don't want to be like when your kid is like old enough to like start, you know, playing sports and stuff. You want to be able to like toss a ball with your kid sure. or... You know,
I've always said, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I want to have a kid when I'm like 65, 70.
Uh-huh.
Have like a little trophy wife, have her have the kid when I'm really old, and about the time the kid gets to be 18, be like, everything you know is a lie. And that's it. Never deal with it.
No.
That's my plan.
I don't anticipate it happening, and if it does, it'd be a very, very scary thing for myself, and the world should be afraid as well.
Strength in numbers, dude. I mean, like, a guy like you should have kids.
You think so?
There's a lot of crazy, weird people in the world.
I can't. I'm not responsible enough. I can't even fucking come to the More Music Radio Pod on time. You know? Like, I get up fucking late all the time, you know? I need to be taking my medicine all the time. You know what I mean? Wink, wink. You know, I like to drink tecates, you know? I don't know if I'm responsible enough to do that. And I don't know if I really want to give all that stuff up right now, okay? Let's be honest. I don't know if I want to do it. What about me? And what about my time?
I hear you.
And what I want and what I like and what I want to do.
I mean, I can barely take care of Daruma, you know, our cat at the house.
But that's not the right attitude to have when you have kids.
But you know, all my illegitimate children seem to be just fine. So, I don't know.
Well, cool. Well, you know? I think that Gardo's a perfect person to be a parent, and I'm glad that you do have kids. There's some people that have kids that I know that shouldn't have kids, and you're one of them. You're well adjusted.
I concur. You have a wonderful family.
Same thing with Amy. Oh, Amy, who used to play bass in Bratty and Jackass, and tell her I said hello. And
for sure,
is there going to be a Bratty and Jackass reunion? Can we have one show, please? What's the big deal?
I don't think there's a deal. It's just that we don't talk about it.
Hold on, Vince. Can we put some Brady and Jackass in the background?
Yeah, I know. Let me find some Brady and Jackass when we find it. But yeah, man, I mean, I always get sad when there's like, you know, like great bands go away and stuff, you know?
I mean, it had its time. Mm-hmm. It was really good when it was happening, and it had its time, and
mm-hmm.
that's it.
Yeah, you're right. You don't want to do this anymore? This is some good stuff, man. And this is Tony's first recording, right, Tony?
This is the first band that I recorded, at, you know, outside of my own shiznit.
Right.
And
I think I can say, like, you know, with the fair sense of accuracy that you can hear Bratty and Jackass exclusively on the More Music Radio Pod and on skidrow.la.
That was a fishing band.
Fucking awesome band, man. Hey, speaking of awesome music, man, you know what? This is the past. We're now in 2013. This is the present. Let's hear some more songs before we get out of here, man. Let's hear a couple more songs. You ready? Ben is saying one more. I'm thinking like Ben's vagina needs to be washed out because I think two more.
Take the Wheel and Ursus.
You're going to feel good, Ben. You're going to feel good. Let's do it. All right. Trembling Hills. We're going to play another couple more songs.
Hear me scream.
Yeah, yeah. Put on the headphones, and this is what I like about doing this show. Is like, okay, you know, we do blab a lot and stuff, and like, I don't know what I'm talking about, obviously, and my voice is annoying, and I'm annoying, and all this stuff. But I will say that we have the fucking most fucking kick-ass fucking music on this fucking show, and bands like this are evidence of it. And right now, Tony is going to drums, and Ben is playing guitar, and Gardo is on bass. All right. Everybody, Trembling Hills on the More Music Radio Pod. All right.
Wait a second.
Try to put these on?
No.
Okay.
You want to adjust that mic for you? Nah, that's fine.
Alright. Hold on, Dave. Here we go.
Dude, tell me about it. This thing's got to come up, though. It's got to come up. I guess so. Screw it. Let's just do it.
Thank you.
More Music Radio Pod exclusive.
All right.
On the More Music Radio Pod. Fuck, man. That was fucking awesome, guys. Thank you very much, man.
Thank you.
Really fucking cool. Excellent. And I'm excited to see you guys coming up this Sunday. What date is that? Is that January the 6th? January 6th at the Echo in Los Angeles. If you're in Los Angeles, come and check it out at the Echo. We're going to have Trembling Hills playing and Saccharine Trust. I don't know if you've heard of a little old band called Saccharine Trust. And who else is playing that night? Just, what was the third band? And the Deadbeats with Saccharine Trust. Is this mic on? You got the mics on?
Talented Paul Rossler on keyboards.
Say that again, Ben.
So this lineup of the Deadbeats has Paul Rossler from Screamers.
Oh, yeah.
Played with
okay.
Nina Hagen playing keyboards. Really nice guy. Great yeah. musician.
Oh, I've heard of Haagen-Dazs.
Dude, that's going to be good. That's going to be a fucking awesome show. What time does that show start?
I believe the doors are at, I think 9:30 or 10. I think Part-Time Punks usually starts at 10.
Oh, man. I hope you guys can get me on the guest list because the holidays were a little hard.
Totally. You got the first copy of a record.
I did.
Ever.
I got the first copy of the Trembling Hills record, and it sounds fucking awesome. You guys are going to release that soon, right?
Hopefully.
On Ninja Star Records? Is that what it's going to be on?
I don't know. We haven't talked about that yet. But that would be release number 7, I think.
Fuck yeah,
one
man.
One vendor at a time.
Bratty and Jackass was release number 1 on Ninja Star Records?
Fuck, I'd have to... I think so, yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Something like that, yeah.
Well, awesome, man. Well, you know what? I've had a really good time tonight. Thank you guys for coming down. Thank you, Tony. Thank you, Gardo. Thank you, Ben. Thank everybody. Thank you everybody for listening to the More Music Radio Pod. We have some really cool guests coming up next week on January 10th. We have Rachel Butera coming in, and if you're a Howard Stern fan, then you will know that Rachel Butera does really fucking awesome voices and shit, and she's going to come down and talk to us about what's going on. She's been doing a lot of stuff I hear on the Howard Stern show and other stuff. Her career is exploding. And she's really fucking cool. Really fucking cool chick. Rachel Butera is going to be here next week on the 10th. And on the 17th, we're going to have Wiz Wars.
No shit.
Coming in. Remember Wiz Wars?
Yeah, he just had a kid, huh?
He just had a kid. Yeah, he got married. He had a kid. People, that's the thing to do, I guess, when you grow up. And so Wiz Wars is going to come in on the 17th. And he's going to be bringing his Game Boy. We're going to hear some Chip Thrash music. And it's going to be fun.
Right on.
And on the 24th, we're going to have Vic Cohen from the Skid Row Studios show. It's a Fair Question. And he's also, he works with Howie Mandel. He's like his pal. He's like a writer. And I've seen him like on a bunch of other shows and stuff. And like, when I saw that he was, you know, doing a show here at Skid Row Studios, I'm like, oh, I know that guy. He looks very familiar. And I found out who it was. I'm like, you know what? It turns out I like that guy. And so he's very funny. And he's going to come in on the 24th. And on the 31st, we're going to have Go Biddy Go come in. And they're going to play some tunes. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be a great January here on the More Music Radio Pod. So anyway, thanks again, guys. You guys got anything to say? You guys want to say hello to,
actually, I wanted to
any of your fans?
I wanted to announce on January 25th, there's a benefit for my friend Mike Atta, who's the guitar player for classic LA punk band The Middle Class. And he's undergoing treatment for cancer right now. And there's going to be a benefit at the Echoplex featuring, and I don't even know if it's a complete list of the bands, but Adolescence, White Flag, Mike Watt, The Urinals.
I think
45 Graves on there. I'm not sure about it. I got to look at the... But if you go to theattheecho.com or if you go to Middle Class's Facebook for the official Middle Class, all the information on that.
That is a really and fucking kick-ass show.
If you don't want to check out the show, you can always donate to the Mike's Cancer Fund.
I'm sorry he had to get cancer for it, but that is a really fucking kick-ass show.
Yeah,
and
it sucks.
Bring your money.
You know the expression, it couldn't happen to a nicer guy, man. All those guys in Middle Class are great, and I work merch for them when they play out. And so I've gotten to know them, you know, fairly well from that. And it really sucks. It's no picnic.
Life can really fucking suck sometimes, huh? Jesus
Christ. Yeah, January 25th at the Echoplex. Benefit for Mike Atta from The Middle Class. Thank you.
Awesome. All right. You know what? I think they're trying to do like a compilation or something for Mike or something. It's going to be on Burger Records
something
or something like that.
I'm not sure.
I think the Mormons are going to be donating a song to that.
Cool.
So that's...
Hey, when are you guys playing again?
We're going to go to heaven, too. So
When are the Mormons playing again?
We are playing January 19th with the Bad Town Boys at the Steel Pit in Tujunga. Please stay tuned for more information. This has been the More Music Radio Pod. Thank you, guys, Trembling Hills. Thank you, Tony, Gardo, and Ben. Yay. Thank you, Nick. And we'll catch you next Thursday.
Thanks,
and our guest will be
coming in.
Rachel Butera. All right. Later on, guys. All right.